This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Daily right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get, like I always say, get involved, get engaged, be part of. Right? And the only way you can be part of is if you get involved. Seriously. You know, we'll start off with, again, this stuff is just nuts. These stories that come across are crazy. You know, it's funny. Yesterday was the National Day of Prayer. And it's been set aside by presidents, governors. Matter of fact, I think it was Jefferson had 26 days of prayer. He had done proclamations for his own state that he was governor of several times, asking the people to observe a day of prayer and fasting. I mean, the guy, they say there should be a separation of church and state. They have no idea what they're talking about. And they won't do the research because they might find out they're wrong. We couldn't have that, right? Now, Joe Biden, every year, a president comes out with a proclamation, right, on the National Day of Prayer. And, you know, I love how the left likes to say that Donald Trump was not a true believer. I mean, Christians on the left. And even some on the right have that issue. So at least Trump and others knew, Obama to a degree, Obama in his first one. But President Biden had an official proclamation made for the National Day of Prayer. In the National Day of Prayer, he discussed climate change. He touted how his administration is saving lives, creating jobs, giving hope to America. I'm surprised he didn't say he was the second coming. He goes on to say, throughout our history, prayer has been an anchor for countless Americans searching for strength and wisdom in times of struggle, sharing hope and gratitude in seasons of joy. It's not a holiday. In public reflection of life's many blessings, and in the quiet moments during life's most difficult trials, Americans of nearly every background and faith have turned to prayer for comfort and inspiration. Prayer is a sacred right, protected by free speech and religious liberty in our Constitution. I'm surprised you could find the Constitution. If that's true, Joey B., then why are you constantly coming down on people? Why is your administration constantly coming down on people for praying in public, praying on football fields, removing Bibles from naval hospitals? I guess you don't really believe in freedom of speech. Your actions show different. You know, I bring up a really uncomfortable example all the time, and I do it so it'll stick with your head. Right? When you see a guy or a guy beating his wife and telling her how much he loves her, doesn't make any sense, does it? It's the same thing here. These people keep telling us how they're willing to protect our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, yet shutting us down and taking us to court and fining us for actually doing it. On this day, we recognize the healing power of prayer, especially as we recover from the trauma and loss of COVID-19 pandemic. Today, we find ourselves in a moment of renewal, right? Of lives saved, of new jobs created. Look at me, look at me, look at me. And of the hope for rebuilding America. Well, we had it rebuilt, Joey B. You had to break it down before it's time to rebuild it, don't you think? Today is almost a moment of reflection when we are called to address some of the greatest challenges humanity has ever faced. And saving our planet from the existential threat of climate change. They got to get it all in there, don't they? Responding to attacks on our democracy, our republic. Yeah, our constitutional republic. See, they've done this. They keep using the wrong words. They keep using the words they want you to lock in on. As a late president, Dwight D. Eisenhower once said, there's a need we all have in these days and times for some help which comes from outside ourselves. Across our diverse and cherished beliefs, and on this National Day of Prayer, no matter how or whether we pray, we're all called to look outside ourselves. Let's find our, you know, even JFK talked about calling on the Almighty. No, really, seriously, why are these people are so afraid? They talk about a maker, they talk about a creator, but they're so afraid to say even they call on God. Right? So I have to question their belief. I have to question whether they truly believe or not. Sorry, but I do. Now, last year, Biden completely omitted the Almighty's name from his first prayer proclamation. This year, he mentions it only, he uses the word God only in the very last sentence. I invite all the people of faith to join me in asking for God's continued guidance, mercy, and protection. Please, God, don't guide them to continue in the guidance, in the mercy that he thinks is mercy. And the protection, be nice if you could get them to protect the people of this country, wouldn't it? I just find all this stuff amazing. And then Whoopi Goldberg goes on to say that, ready for this? Joe Biden does not believe in abortion. Apparently she doesn't own a TV set. Apparently she's never heard Joe Biden talk about killing babies. He even actually used the word. Right? Joe Biden is a Roman Catholic. He doesn't believe in abortion, even though he's totally for funding it. She's whacked. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe, I'm just enjoying the music. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. And I always appreciate your time with me, but I love when Sonia joins us. Sonia Schmidt joins us like she does every week. Kind of kick off, I'd say kick off the party, but we usually got to give her a little kick in the behind to get her to get started to kick off the party.
I understand you had my good friend on this week to, just before me to kick off the party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. The Zoe from the Zoe Loft. Always enjoy that. I actually had them. I should send you the same email, but she'd probably pass out.
Look love on it. Sorry about all this noise I'm making. Love him. He's always so thoughtful and knows how to. Can you say articulate when you talk about black people? But he just knows how to articulate.
I would imagine a black person could do that, but if you use it in the same sentence as Biden, I don't know. You may have a problem. I don't know.
He didn't have a problem with it. He got elected president. So clearly the left can say it, but. But anyway, he can verbalize his thoughts so well, which I feel like, I'm not great at. So he's just my hero and my buddy.
No, you do a great job too. I wouldn't have you on with me, So you heard me earlier. Yesterday was the National Day of Prayer. And God bless. And apparently Joe Biden last year didn't see fit to even include God in the proclamation for the National Day of Prayer.
Yes.
Well, I guess it's all changed, right? Because Mother's Day is this weekend. And does that mean you have to be a birthing person? Ooh. Could be a mother? Or I don't know who to send cards to.
All right. You know what? Again, I keep telling you this. If you try to wrap your head around the left, your head will explode. But if they're talking about a National Day of Prayer, they're not talking about the same God that this nation was founded on. They don't even believe that that is a part of it. I mean, you just finished teaching the constitutional class, and they talked about how crucial everything rests on the God of this nation, the creator of this nation. Well, that's not what they believe.
Nope.
So it's not surprising to me that he wouldn't include God in the National Day of Prayer. Who knows what those freaks pray to? I mean, who knows?
Well, they are the gods. The gods of Mount Olympus, right? Obama, Pelosi,
that's right.
Schumer. They perceive themselves as the god of Mount, same as the god of Mount Olympus, don't they?
That's right. And they hate Christians. They hate Christ lovers, Christ followers. So it makes sense that they would omit anything that we attach ourselves to. So that's not surprising to me. But in terms of Mother's Day, since you can claim what gender you want, not only has our sports been taken from us as women, but it looks like now our Mother's Day. Here's an emoji that has a pregnant man on it. So do we no longer get acknowledged as mothers, or is that just a title that's up for grabs?
Well, last year, the left did have a push on removing Mother's Day because it was not inclusive enough.
And not inclusive. See?
I think sometimes, because we're in it all the time, so for us, we get this stuff and we get irritated about it and we kind of giggle about it. I'm thinking the average American, this just goes right by them. Because they're nothing to it. They don't pay attention.
No. Unfortunately, I've talked to a few that aren't. They don't know the nuances. They're not as into it as we are. They don't know the inner workings. And they certainly don't know, the long-term agenda. This is not just cutesy stuff. This has to do with a long-term agenda. And most people are like, we sound crazy if we try to explain to them what's really going on, so it's easily dismissed. So what I found when I talk to people who don't have a problem with any of this stuff and think it's kind of cute and funny and it goes over their head, is I think that they're being good people by being inclusive. What's wrong with, what's wrong with some guys if they want to feel like moms? And now you have two guys, and one of them maybe is a mom, and why not have them be mothers and celebrate Mother's Day? And why does it have to be for females? And what is a female? And what, you can go down that rabbit hole forever. You can go down that rabbit hole. Thanks to the left, you can be swallowed up in lies and confusion until your head explodes. But the people who you're talking about, they honestly think they're being nice and they're being inclusive. And what's the problem with? And these are people who are nice people. They mean well, but they don't understand the damage that this is doing to our society, the long-term damage that it's doing to our children. They don't get it.
Well, there's nothing, there's no absolute. There's no absolute.
Absolutely.
In anything. Mother, dad, girl, boy, whatever, husband, wife. These are all things now that they say aren't quite right. There's actually One community, I don't want to read the whole thing to you, but they're changing the Mother's Day card because the word mother is problematic.
Right.
That's the printed cards are going to be changed to say Happy You Day.
See, now, these people who created this and maybe even will buy these cards, they think they're doing a good thing. They're trying to be inclusive. They're even creating a company that they're producing these cards so they can be inclusive. They don't know the long-lasting and dare I say, demonic damage, promotion in terms of this dark spirit that they're bringing across the country, this spirit of confusion and lies. What happens 5 years from now when you no longer have mothers and fathers? And we've seen them start to remove mother and father from documents, from, legal documents, from, for years now. And now it's gotten to the point where we can't even have a Mother's Day. Where do you think this goes? And that's what I always ask people is, like, where does this stop, and what do you think the long-term consequences would be? And that's when their heads explode, because they're just trying to be nice and inclusive, and what could it hurt? But they're not thinkers, you know?
No, this is crazy. It's like, it's just like one, one school in Canada, they sent home a letter to parents. They said they were canceling the yearly Mother's Day festival in order to respect the feelings of homosexual parents and their children, and even some children who no longer have a mom. And I'm thinking, this doesn't sound cold, but okay, you don't have a mom, but the other 32 kids in class do. Why does everything change for you?
That's the issue that I talked to someone about recently, is the majority of people, and Lord forgive, I accidentally use the word normal, but I use it in the clinical sort of sense, that normal is either whatever
okay.
is typical.
Hey, it's normal for us to commercial break. We'll come back. You can get back to normal when we return. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Sony's going nowhere.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is voting to give more tax dollars to Ukraine as it fights back against the ongoing Russian invasion. The Senate finishing its part Thursday by passing the $40 billion measure, with a little under 90 senators voting for it. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul held up final passage for about a week due to concerns about the deficit and how the money would be spent. The bill now goes to President Biden. FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf testifies before the House Appropriations Subcommittee for Agriculture, Rural Development, Food and Drug Administration about the ongoing baby formula shortage. He dismisses the idea of axing safety rules to import more baby formula.
We will not let infant formula into the U.S. It is not safe.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
There's going to be people who look into their record.
Oh, no.
They will see what CO2 is.
Jealousy, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855.
Why you gotta play that music?
I knew that was
coming. My daughter is here.
855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air in the chat room. Texting it. King Father, I'm going to lose it because of you. You don't realize that. Okay. You know, 855. Hey, look, I mean, what else have we got here? Let me see. What else do I have to pick from?
I don't
from?
Know.
You really want to... here we go. How about this one?
Uh-oh, that's much more appropriate.
I mean... I haven't got much to pick from at this point in time, but anyway.
That other hillbilly music has got to go when I come.
Okay, I'll work on it. Just for you, I'll work on it, okay?
I appreciate it.
I mean, seriously, come on an hour early, you wouldn't hear that, but, you know, what can I say? I don't want to get you up that early.
Love you.
Oh, isn't that? That's sweet. There you go.
Kiss.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't promote that here because that would be. Public, was it displays of public affection? And I don't want anybody left triggered. I mean, the fact that a little boy would love his grandma,
I know, isn't that? Oh, right? My goodness. Or am I a grandma?
Especially somebody like you who's so conservative and you definitely confused because you're a black female that's conservative.
Or
obviously,
am
there's something
I?
Wrong with you. So.
They're so confusing. You can't.
Think about a little kid. He's been calling, you know, his mom a mama the whole time. Like you're a little guy there talking to his mama and coming home and all of a sudden saying, you know, mom, they are not having Mother's Day so we can have you day. They told me because Mother's Day is not inclusive, mom. And why are we talking against the transgenders and the homosexual, this is what they call it, right, the homosexual parents. Why are you doing that? Why are we doing that to them?
I wish they would call them homosexual parents. They don't use that word anymore.
No, same. Right?
they same sex, but remember what they called it in the beginning. They changed the whole thing to gay, and this shows you what the left does with language. What does gay mean? You can watch any movie from the 40s or the 50s, and gay meant happy.
Oh, happy. Right.
Right. So what did they do? Is they confiscated that, just like they did the rainbow. If you look at what the rainbow means, what God did in terms of making the rainbow, what they did, they confiscated that and changed it into some sick, perverted crap that they do. Now, the worst thing, the worst problem I have with kids coming home and going, but they told me, is that even when you tell them the truth and you go, well, this is what our family believes, we have rights too. It is our truth, as they would like, they say, it's our truth, to say that men are men and women are women, and there's only two genders, and we have a Mother's Day in this house, and this is what we celebrate. If they go back to school, they could be shamed. They could be bullied.
That's right.
That's the problem I have, is people don't have equal rights to believe what they want to believe, and celebrate how they want to celebrate. I don't have a problem with you wearing clown makeup and being a school teacher. I just think that you should do that and create your own schools, because this is the agenda that you want to promote.
Right.
This is what you think is right. Then separate yourself and don't force other people to have to co-sign that crazy crap.
So don't you think that's the biggest difference between the left and the right? Is
absolutely.
You just do the difference in the mask stuff, and you say, look, we don't have a problem with you wearing a mask.
No.
Just don't force us to wear one.
And
they're just the other way around.
Well, every leftist I know, I think, and I've always said, do you have to be a control freak to be a leftist, or do you have to, or do leftists become control? It's hard to tell. Chicken or egg, what comes first? But every person I know who has a tendency towards extreme controlism, they lean towards the left. So I think it's in their DNA that, first of all, I think that they're extremely unhappy people, and I wish that they would all get really good therapy, or how about Christ? And just leave other people alone. I think that they will be happier. And I think once you're happier, you can jump off of the backs of everybody else, even if you want to believe in clown makeup and talking to five-year-olds about sex. You will be able to then say, we'll talk to five-year-olds about sex with parents who want us to talk about sex with five-year-olds, not the ones who don't.
Just, well, I think I told you years
back
ago.
Off.
Yeah, years ago when I was on the school, I still on the school board, but when I first got on the school board, we had a book come in front of us that had a descriptive rape scene in it.
Jimmy,
and it was a summer. It was for summer reading, and anyway, bottom line with it was, I have two daughters, and I knew that one could read it, and it would have looked at me and gone, yeah, okay, whatever, it's a story. The other one would have hid the closet for the next 20 years. Okay.
Uh-oh.
And so you sit there and you say, okay, then I simply want a note sent home, a permission slip that says, here's the book, here's the name of the book, here's the passage or where you can find
exactly.
this, and let
right.
me know if you're okay with your daughter reading this.
That's for asking.
One of the teachers actually said, this is akin to book burning. Okay? I said, wait a minute. Asking a parent for permission is book burning? No, it's not. And they made a big deal out of it. And it was too much work for the teachers, and we shouldn't be doing it. So now you look at what's going on, and what do they want to do? They want to ban books, and that's supposed to be okay.
They're problematic.
You're such a sweetie. Problematic.
You're problematic.
What did I say in Texas? Bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
That means they're a little
I'm tired of every week saying they're evil, because that's a real easy go-to.
Yeah, but they are evil. That is an evil way of looking at stuff. I mean,
they don't see it that way.
No, they're saving us from ourselves, I guess.
And that's, you know what, and that's why I no longer even try to talk with people who are dug in that deep. And that's why I say, can we just separate? You do your thing. I'm even willing to give them California. Y'all can have it. I'll move somewhere else. You can have California and destroy it in the ways that you will. But don't force me to to go into crazy train with you. I don't want to ride the crazy train. And even if I don't call it that to them, it doesn't matter. You do your thing. Happy for you. Good luck. And you don't get the police, and you don't get the military. You've got to create your own. And I'm out of here. Don't nobody need them.
No.
They can't produce anything. They
well, we
can't
could, we take
do
it back
anything.
In a short period of time. I mean, somebody,
oh, that's
somebody
exactly
was joking about
do.
Us going to war with them, and they said, great, what are they going to use to fight with? They ain't got guns.
Birkenstocks. They'll be swinging them Birkenstocks.
Oh,
they can't do nothing.
No.
They can't. They screwed up Hollywood. Don't nobody watch the Oscars.
Oh,
they
know,
don't
you,
even
you
shoot
so
movies.
Right.
They don't even shoot movies in Hollywood anymore. They have to go to states that are more economically, it makes business sense
right.
to go there. They have out-taxed themselves, out-regulated themselves, out-permitted themselves to work in Hollywood. Hollywood is no longer in Hollywood.
But isn't it funny that people, we already know they don't see it, but isn't it funny that your average person doesn't even see the hypocrisy behind these celebrities telling us what to do, stay at home, how to do, when A, they're not doing it themselves, and B, they didn't have to work for 2 years. They were fine.
Well, more and more people are waking up, and I have to tell you, I am obsessed with this Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, because I love trials.
I have no clue as to what that's about.
Oh, my gosh. Can I talk about that? I'm so obsessed with that. But I think it might be an important trial. I think it might be a very important trial. But when you read the comments that people are making, I think people are waking up to Hollywood being the worst. I'm telling you, Will Smith and Amber Heard are going to share an award for the most hated celebrities in Hollywood. And you're tying yourself up there with Madonna and Alyssa Milano. I mean, the list goes on, but people are waking up.
Wow.
They are waking up to these people. If you read the comments, you can't find one positive comment about this Miss Amber Heard. at a time where all women are supposed to be believed.
Oh, yeah. Well, only a certain group of women, though. You know that. You know how that works.
No, this woman ain't getting believed. I'm telling you, you can't find a positive comment.
You know, we'll talk more about that inside the break. Joe Mesina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonia. We did that like one word, like Oprah. Sonia. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Well, that's what I should go by. Sonia. Exclamation mark.
There you go. I'm gonna make a drink.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. The music notes. We are ready to fight. Not going to give it up that easy. Joe Wilson, your host. Here she comes. All right. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me as well. Sonia, you and I both live in the L.A. area. And, yeah. Yeah, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, you know, you'd go, yeah, it's great, cool. Right now you go, yeah, okay, yeah, I do. But we live where Soros-backed D.A. Gascon is just ruining. He will not. He refuses to charge misdemeanors to anybody, anything. Our kids get away with, I mean, truly get away with almost murder. And I don't know if you heard about this, but, you know, Dave Chappelle. By a guy that ran at him with a knife.
I saw that.
Right? And did you hear what the outcome was?
world. He's a tranny, isn't he? Transgender.
But Gascon refuses to press charges.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So now, is this now open season on black people? I mean, come on, let's be honest about it.
Well, it's not just black people, it's entertainers, it's anybody.
Yeah, but hey, look, they used to make a big deal out of this at one point.
I went, my kids live in Los Angeles, and they take me out quite a bit to their cool places. They're cool. And
so you're one of those cool moms then, okay.
I'm a cool mom. Yeah. So we went to this one place with $20 salads, and they didn't understand why that was so extravagant. And my son-in-law asked to move his seat so he didn't have his back towards the entrance. And I'm like, who are you? What are you, in the Godfather or something? And he goes, no, because people come in now in restaurants in Los Angeles. They run in and they grab your cell phones off the tables.
Yep.
Like, wow, what a way to live. And there was another place that I wanted to go to near them, and they said that they had a smash and grab there the week before, but it wasn't even, it was a restaurant, so they broke in and they took the cash register. So, L.A.
I thought it was a smash and grab, like they grab a pastrami sandwich and run.
Exactly, you know? That's what I'm thinking. Now, L.A. has so many homeless people that it's hard to, you're sympathetic, but you also become angry because this is what the left has done. And I don't know what advantage that gives them to have so many hurting people, so many diseased people. I mean, you've seen the pictures. You can go for miles and miles and miles. And I'm not talking, I was headed towards Beverly Hills. I was visiting my mother in the hospital, and one way you can turn to go south towards L.A., and the other way you turn to go north, and you're two blocks from Beverly Hills. I saw more homeless people going towards Beverly Hills than you could even imagine. Beverly Hills.
No, I think I saw a group of people at one point in time out in front of the Beverly Hills Police Department, police chief's home, and begging him to do something, actually. And again, to your point, you have these politicians that end up deciding they think they're being compassionate. How are you compassionate when the homeless, grow threefold and they're living in tents right next to each other? You know they're not vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? I mean, go through all of this stuff. How do they really honestly think that this is helping out, helping society, helping those people out?
Your guess is as good as mine. And the prices of the homes. I was in Culver City where the homes are. You can get a little tiny Spanish stucco house there, and you're going to pay at least $1.2 million at the very least for that home. And I was there, and I saw a homeless man with his pants down and laying on the sleep on the sidewalk, and I could see everything that God gave him, you know. Wasn't able to get my camera out fast enough, but the fact of the matter is, you're in front of million-dollar homes, and this is what, I don't know what they thought this was, what does the left think that they have to gain from that, other than the fact that they don't live around it, although I hear there are certain politicians that are getting robbed, and heard Nancy Pelosi and this little John person in Michigan.
Who was Dianne Feinstein? Didn't somebody run up and grab their phone or something like that?
But I don't know. The left, like I said, they're so confusing. I can't figure out why they ever thought this was a good idea. I mean, I think that they thought in the beginning, well, these are people who want to live in the streets, so we have to be compassionate. But then it went into, well, you got to give them drugs, you got to give them clean needles, and you know. But you do notice, or I hope the American public notices, that when they have to give a social event like the Oscars or or their president is coming into town, they clean those homeless people right on out of there. I will say that they are talking about building million-dollar homes in California to house them, so maybe that's their incentive, is to make money on this housing project that they're doing. Because you're just stumped going, what could be the value for them to do this?
I think it's the chaos. I personally believe it's the chaos they start. They put out there how much they're trying to help these people and how much money they're spending to help them out. They have the compassion. The Republicans would just drag them out of the streets. You're right. We would get them out of the streets and get them into facilities where they need help. We would make sure they got the help that they needed.
I never heard a Democrat talk about the fentanyl problem. I didn't even know there was a fentanyl problem until Trump came along.
Yeah. Oh, no. You don't want to stop the Chinese. Think about it. That's where it's coming from.
It's all about the money.
I never really believed that until recently.
We can't allow ourselves to be ruled by the hand of evil. We just can't do it. And we better start calling it evil. We're just not comfortable with that? Is that what you're saying? I don't even know what to say anymore.
Because you see what you were saying before? You were talking about how they truly believe they're doing the right thing. It's still evil. And so we have other people saying, well, you can't call them evil because they really believe from the heart. They're doing the right thing. And it's all right, but it's still evil.
Right.
And like you
mentioned earlier, that we have Christians who are doing the same thing. We have woke churches. We have woke Christians who want to be liked by everybody. I have talked to more Christians that are anti-MAGA, anti-Trump, anti-Constitution. And I'm like, you know what? I will kick the dust off your doorstep and get on about my business because you're not worth my time in talking to. Hopefully, I laid the seed, and somebody else can come and sprinkle water on it, and eventually you will grow.
You mean pull the weed out?
I just can't do it. I don't have the energy anymore to try to convince people who just don't even have a clue and don't want to have a clue. I mean, when you look at the list you were talking earlier, and I just started making a list. You were talking about the Dinesh D'Souza.
Right.
And I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen enough evidence extremely early on that if you don't understand that there is some, let's just say, shenanigans going on with that, then you have to either not want to know or you're just too damn stupid to know. The same thing's about the vax. If you don't know at this point that this is problematic, that we've been lied to, we've been sold, you don't want to know.
You know, you're 100% right on. You don't want to know.
Fauci, the pandemic. What else do I have here? Russia/inflation. The green movement, the global warming movement. If you don't know enough to make you go, maybe what I was thinking about that, I don't know everything, and maybe I could look into it more. And if you're not even doing that, then you're either an idiot or you don't want to know. These things are so exposed right now.
It's just amazing watching what they're saying, watching what they're doing, and I'm sitting back going, is anybody else seeing this but me? Is anybody else seeing some of these things but me? And again, we need to start calling them out for it. We don't call them out for these things.
We got to start, but you know what? It's never going to be a large amount of fighters. I've come to that conclusion,
even though I don't want to.
Me either. I don't want to either. But people, listen, when we had to fight against the British, we had to also fight against the Americans who had come over here and started a new life and went, well, I kind of like the British rule. We had to,
So I won't mention her name, but a colleague of mine was talking about how alluded to the fact on the Democrats, and this is a person with a PhD in education, and we had to fight for our right to vote, and we finally were given our right to vote, and this kind of stuff, and I'm going, you got a PhD in education, and you don't know that the 15th Amendment, which was the right to vote, was 141 Republicans who voted yes, zero Democrats voted yes,
That's an inconvenient truth, and. another thing is they don't realize how recently in the past, I don't know, when did Johnson say, we have squandered that boat.
Yep. Hey, we're up on time. If you want to hang out longer, you can. If you don't, that's okay, too. You go eat your sushi.
I'm not having sushi tonight.
Oh, you're not having gas station sushi?
I do have some in my refrigerator, but I'm not eating it tonight.
Okay, well, fry it up. That makes the best sushi. You staying or no?
I'll stay.
All right, excuse me. Joe, within your house, don't go far. Sonya and Joe return right after the break.